Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. And I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to help everyone get their family game on. So today I want to talk about Apple. Yesterday they had their Apple event, and they always do. It's September, like clockwork, Apple trots out all their folks to talk about new processors and new cameras and phone stuff. And I say that sarcastically, knowing I am an Apple guy. This is being recorded on an Apple device. All of our photographs are taken using an Apple camera. So, like, I make jokes, but it's a big deal in the tech world. But yesterday was interesting because gaming outlets were actually invited there. And that is because of the unveiling of Apple Arcade. Now, that was announced previously, but now we have some actual concrete details about the way this thing's going to work. And I think it's pretty awesome, especially if you're a family that has a lot of iOS devices. You know, if you have mom or dad or whatever have iPhones, maybe there's an iPad, and I know a few people that there's iPads across the family and then they have an Apple TV. Apple Arcade is going to be a subscription service that gives you essentially unlimited access to mobile games that are a part of that Apple Arcade library. There's going to be at least 100 games at launch, and they're going to be adding more over time and deliberately trying to curate them. Realistically, I think that's a great idea. The problem, one of the issues on Apple is it's just so hard to find good games because there are thousands of games released every week. It's maddening to try and dig through, and a lot of them are games that are free and have ads that you never know what they're going to be, or microtransactions that could be, you know, kind of predatory. And premium games that cost even a dollar, are actually often ignored on the App Store, which is just so frustrating. But here comes Apple Arcade with a pretty decent selection. They even showed off some of the games. Three of them that were showed off on stage. One of them is a new Frogger game called Frogger in Toyland, being published by Konami. It's basically if Frogger was a character in Toy Story. That looks super neat. Another game from Capcom called, I believe it was something, Into the Depths. It's like a post-apocalyptic Metroidvania where you're, underwater. Like, they talked about how they recorded the sound effects and the music underwater to try and, you know, keep the effects going, which I think is kind of interesting. And the last one is Sayonara Wild Hearts, which is a rhythm game that is coming to everything, but they announced that it's coming to iOS exclusively on as part of the Apple Arcade. I think that's awesome. They also gave us the details. This thing's only going to cost $4.99 for a family membership, which means families who sign up, you pay your $5 a month, you'll have unlimited access, and up to six different devices will be able to play. And you'll be able to play offline as well. This is kind of a no-brainer if you're in the Apple ecosystem and your kids play games on your devices. I do know there's tons of people that their iPhone is a tool, not a toy, so they don't really play with a lot of games. And obviously that is not for you. But for a lot of folks, iOS is their gaming platform. That's where they play. That's where their kids play. This seems like a pretty good option to me. Obviously we're going to need to see more from it, but if you mean to tell me I can pay $5 and have access to what will be a growing list of mobile games, that seems like a steal to me. There was one notable absence from some of the companies that were listed. They were participating, and that's Nintendo. But I guess I kind of didn't expect them to hop on board that bus right away. But yeah, I mean, that's the bulk of it, right? We've got a $5 subscription on iOS. It's going to have at least 100 games. And it comes out September 18th, which is next week. And there's even a one-month free trial. Again, I think this is a pretty cool concept. And it appears to be being well executed. And one thing I can say, Apple is not going to have any shortage of games to throw into this program. I mean, there are plenty of mobile developers who are taking a chance putting out a mobile game anyway. So if they have an opportunity to put out a game and put it into this platform, even if the potential revenue is smaller, I think they might, you know, see a pretty heavy supply. I don't know. We'll find out more as the service launches and lives. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You know, is this something that interests you? Would you pay $5 a month for a subscription to, you know, like unlimited mobile games? Let us know. I'll go ahead and put this into the comment, or not the comments, into the community at engagefamilygaming.com/community. Let me know what you think. Are you guys going to sign up for this? Are you going to do the 1 month trial just to kick the tires? Does this have no interest to you? Let me know. So I will see you soon. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.